Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Further from sobriety. So sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from.
And now it's time for Homegrown, your only show dedicated to local art, with your host, David Von Strawn. And now, here's David.
Hello, Charlottesville! It is Sunday! It is December 23rd! Santa's loading up that sleigh! Damn, how many PlayStations y'all want? Get original, y'all. And this is Homegrown, your show about local art. Here in the new and burgeoning Charlottesville, 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. I am David Von Strawn, a.k.a. the Devious One, a.k.a. Nefarious Rucker, a.k.a. Negro Suave, a.k.a. Black Frodo. Little guy, hairy feet, trying to get through the darkness. Y'all know how it is.
Trying to get through the darkness.
Hashtag Trump's America. Oh... Is he in prison yet? Nothing happened. Mattis resigned. Stock market did a nice little plummet. Can I just say?
With such a history of politically influenced impeachments, we finally have a president who is textbook impeachable. I mean, like he has violated specific constitutional things that says that you like. He's violated the emoluments. Like he's definitely impeachable, and we cannot get him out. What the heck?
Teflon Don, baby. This guy, I can't even explain it. I mean, as long as you can like hire like sycophants that will not, that have the power to get you arrested but will not arrest you, then you good. I mean, as long as like Mr. President, we're gonna ask you to leave, but I control the military. Like, you can't like eject me out the White House. Like, no, Mr. President, you're guilty. Well, I own the judiciary too. Like, screw y'all. Like, I'm not doing it. Like, he has legal like fees that he has not yet paid, and like people are still like, he owes him money. He just hasn't paid them. And people like Stormy Daniels, who owes him legal fees. Like, did you hear about that? Like, she actually came out of it in the red because she sued him for, like, the payoff was, like, for, like, less than $200,000. But her legal fees were, like, $270,000. So she's at least $100,000 in the hole from the whole entire fiasco. So it's like, damn. Yo. Once again, she got screwed.
Oh, that was
too soon. Too soon.
I mean, I'm sure she heard it coming out of the courtroom. I'm not the first person to like say that one. I'm almost entirely certain of it. But yeah, it's just like, and I've gotten to the point where I just like turn on the news and I'm just like, yep. Yeah, rich guys will never lose. We've created a capitalist country with laws that just create a haven for rich, white, land-owning, mass-controlling megalomaniacs. We've enabled that as a nation. In our nihilism, in our just lack of education, in our inability to understand why people want to be educated and why people want to be more intelligent every day. We mock people like this. We mock intelligence. Look how we treat Ross and Friends. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, they tortured that guy for like being an intelligent person the entire season. And Friends is like one of the most popular shows in the country. So it's like, you get what you give, you know? Create a circus, you get a clown. I don't feel sorry for y'all. I don't feel sorry for me. Davina Johnson's in the house, but I feel sorry. Davina Jackson, I'm sorry, but I feel sorry for her. I do feel sorry for her. Her house was unfortunately burned down. Not burned down, but it...
Yes.
Yes, fire attached itself to it and did not let go.
Right.
Damn that fire. Damn that fire to Hades. So, She got some friends, and they're creating a lovely Funky Jackson family fundraiser for her. Adar, Lord Nelson, The Blinders, Tucker Rogers, Wild Common,
yes,
which you are a part of. Y'all all going to be jamming down at the XR Park December 29th. Davina, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Today. So I'm just gonna shoot off the cuff, and let me be blunt, and if I go too far, just be like, I don't want to talk about that right now. But since everything happened, since you don't have a home, where exactly are y'all
right now? We're all dispersed.
Okay.
I'm with my boyfriend in Crozet, and my son, and my sister's back at her home, and my dad is at a hotel.
Mm. How's it go?
So what exactly happened?
Well, they said the fire was brewing about 2 or 3 days. And what had happened, a beam had broke. And when it broke the lining in the chimney. And the sparks flew upward toward the attic and caught on the insulation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we were going to have to end up demolishing the house.
So it's not completely like gone. There's still stuff that's intact, but it's going to have to be.
Yeah, it's going to have to be. It's total damage from the water damage and the smoke and the fire. We lost everything.
Mm. That's unfortunate. How old was the house?
I think it was built back in 1937.
All right.
So
it did its thing.
It did its thing.
Lovely trooper. But yeah, that just shows like the resilience of artists. And, you know, that life happens and still art goes on and still we're going to perform, you know, in the midst of that. So talk about being an artist and how that how this experience has steered that for you, and talk about your demeanor going into these shows moving forward.
Music is life for me each and every day. And I'm just so thankful that I have so many musical friends out there that have supported us since Thanksgiving when the fire happened. And it just moves me forward so I can be sane, mm-hmm. be sane. Because you don't want to, you know, be dragged down and being sad and upset. And you know, I've been there for 44 years.
Mm-hmm.
And music just keeps you going.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to, and it has to, and that's the most important part of it. Do we got any Wild Common stuff? Can we pull that up? Can we find that? I'm gonna give you some time to find that, maybe, because I want to hear what this lady is all about, all the time. So talk about it. Let's not, because you're getting me all teary, girl. I don't want to start crying. Baby, we gonna get your house. We gonna be like a stream makeover. We gonna hire that white dude. We gonna pull the trailer out.
Oh, and we gonna
be something else. Can't desire it. But let's talk about Wild Common, because this is a group that you have recently started, and y'all have played numerous fundraisers, Charlottesville SPCA, Ralph Northam's joint when he was running for his gubernatorial stuff. So talk about that. Talk about Wild Common, and talk about why y'all feel that fundraising is the most important thing to do, an important thing to do.
And is it strange to have been behind so many fundraisers and now to be the subject of a fundraiser?
Yes.
See, I didn't want to take it there that quick, but since we're here, yeah.
Wild Common, we're a group of talented musicians. We have Brendan Gilmore, we have Nate Leith, we have Dara Gordia, and we have myself and Brian Holmes and Rob Hubbard.
There are 24 people in this band. They're the Doobie Brothers times two.
It's growing. And then we also we also include my son, Atreyu, who's a local rapper.
Right on.
And
yeah.
It just brings the oomph to the new Appalachian sound that we have.
Yeah. Yes. Appalachian hip hop.
Yeah.
Because you need that in the world.
Yeah.
yeah. And y'all started it like how long ago? Like when? So y'all were just like an amalgam of musicians that like came to jam out, and then they're like, yeah, we should put this like in a show, or like talk about the process. Talk about how Wild Common came to be. Was it?
Well, I've known Brendan for a while through my friend Tom Perriello, local politician.
Heard of him.
And did a campaign song for him.
Whoop, name drop.
Wow, that was a heavy cinder block of a name drop. My and friend, Tom Perriello.
Yes, my friend.
Name drop. Boom.
Yeah, we're just schooling together, and he's just amazing. He's an amazing friend, and it was my neighbor. And did a campaign song for him. And then we got invited to do the Northam Obama rally. And after that, Brendan's like, we need to start a band.
Hold up. I gotta pause the tape for a second. Did you get to touch, if not sniff, the aura of Barack Obama,
yes,
please?
Yes, and it was amazing.
Oh, my God. Chocolate Jesus.
Amazing,
he touched him.
Yes.
Lord have mercy.
Amazing.
Jelly. All right, continue.
And that's how we came about. And most of us, you know, been in other bands. I've been in Keith Morrison's Crooked Numbers. Started off singing.
Awesome guest on the show.
Started off singing like probably like when five years old, me and my twin sister, and we were casted in a BBC film, Nancy Astor, who was the first lady to be entered into Parliament. And it starred Pierce Brosnan and a lot of other people in there, and we got to sing like the credit songs, and we sung a gospel song, but singing since then, and it was amazing. And then went off and started doing some reggae, and started singing backup for the Wailers, going on tour with Jimmy Cliff and Burning Spear, and just a conglomeration of the artists and the music and Wild Common. It just brings that oomph, because it's like we're all talented and know what we're doing, and we're awesome.
And now you're in Charlottesville.
Yes, now we're in Charlottesville.
All right. Well, we got some Wild Common queued up right now. Thank you, Clinton, for doing that on the fly. This is Mama Played the Snare Drum. We're going to kick it right now with Mr. Vina Jackson. We'll be right back. Play that.
Well, my mama played the snare drum in the police marching band. Her dress was green and yellow with a beautiful golden strand. She come home in the evening, tired from the day. It's a long, hard way to carry water when the well's so far away. She said, come on, little Daniel, put down your lesson. There's been enough work for today. My brother and my sister cut from the same cloth as me. We all trying hard to come up with what we're put down your lesson. It's been enough work for today. Tonight we'll go where fire is burning. By tomorrow we'll be far away.
Morris and the Crooked Numbers, and you're listening to 94.7 Homegrown Radio.
18 minutes past the hour. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Homegrown 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. I'm David. That's Clinton.
What?
Davina Jackson is in the house. She is a member of Wild Common. We just heard their track. Mama played the snare drum. That was so lit.
Thank you.
What did you do? What was that?
That was kind of soul. That was kind of bluegrass. There's a whole bunch of different. You're not allowed to do that,
right? We're definitely a genre-defying group.
You're only supposed to be one. There are pigeonholes, and you put the pigeon in the hole.
I can't do the Bill Cosby thing.
You go in the Sam Goody, and you get. See, this is how dated I am. When you go into the CD store, remember the CD store, and they had the little columns with the rock and pop and the hip hop.
The rock is in a. The rock did a CD.
You're just gonna keep going with this. But no, talk about that. That I guess. Is that a conscious effort? I'm always intrigued about conscious versus organic. Like, is it just something that, because you said that Brendan writes all of the music, mm-hmm. right? Music and lyrics. So
right.
Does he just have this like Appalachian feel? And then he's like, well, just everybody come in and just do y'all, basically. Like, I don't want y'all to sound like an Appalachian version of what you are. I want y'all to be you and just do that.
We just do us and do what we have to do. And, we're just genre defying, mm-hmm. and we're unique. We don't want to put ourselves in a category,
right?
Because all of us have different musical backgrounds, and mm-hmm. we try to incorporate that into our music,
mm-hmm.
which makes the sound that you know that right. you hear.
Right? Because 20 years ago, I don't know how many like Appalachian dudes were approaching like soul singers and like hip hop dudes mm-hmm. and like rock performers and being like, we should collab, you know? So like. Talk about that. Like, I just find it intriguing for Appalachian to be in a blend of this music because you don't hear it so often. You don't see so many conscious efforts of Appalachian artists trying to collaborate because it's such a traditional art form. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked with traditionalist like Irish performers that perform like a certain style of music that's been performed for thousands of years and how traditionalism is looked upon as the primary example of that. And anything outside of that is not that genre. So I'm just trying to find the question by it. And I'm just, yeah.
Man.
Talk about it. Like, talk about working with Appalachian music as a person of color.
Oh, it's different. It's definitely different. And, I've sang so many different genres of music, and with this group, I get the chance to sing my reggae, I get this chance to sing my R&B, my soul, and then, of course, the Trey, you coming in with the hip-hop,
right.
and with the fiddle with Nate is so badass. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
No.
He is just so amazing.
No, I think you can say badass. And yeah, because that's a new colloquial.
Right. And so a lot of people come to us after our shows, like, what are you guys? I mean, we were expecting like the bluegrass sound and the old. So we're sort of like, well, we're new Appalachian. It's, you know, as time goes by, you know, you have your different elements of genre music. But I would say that we're new Afro Appalachian, and okay. That's
new affirmation.
Yes,
affirmation.
Affirmation.
Yes.
So can I,
as opposed to old Afro-lation. The old world Afro-lation.
Afro-Appalachian.
That's what my hairdo is. The old Afro-lation.
I think that's called blues. I think that's what that's called.
Right.
So may I ask the tough question?
Mm-hmm.
May I throw a tough question at you? So if... So you've been an artist for a long time.
A long time.
You've been a musician for a long time. You've worked with all of these people. If you had been the... favored son of, say, former KKK affiliated person who had millions of dollars and then inherited some of those millions of dollars and spent most of your life dealing with shady housing deals and not, say, for instance, renting to African Americans and losing millions of dollars, had, for instance, tragedy struck one of your places, you would have resources. But as an artist, no.
Right.
Do you ever get angry?
I don't really get angry. I don't know. That is a tough question. I don't really get angry because I love music, but it would make a difference if I had that. You know,
right.
Like the funds and the, you know, yeah. Just to get out there. Yeah. I think like that does make a difference.
If your art could be something to give you some material support.
Right. I could definitely use that. It would help. It would help. And a lot of people, oh my God, how come you guys aren't even famous yet? You know, I'm like, well, I love music. It takes time. You know, you got to know this person, that person. I'm related to Teddy Riley, Ready for the World, and a lot of people. Yeah, for real. Right. And they're out there doing their thing, but, you know, you have to just start, you know. You got to do it on your own. If you make it, you make it. You don't, you don't. But
you just email them but away.
Exactly. But the positive
Teddy, put me on.
Right.
You good. We fam. Come on.
The positive thing that you can get out of it is that...
I'm just thinking in water.
I just love the experience of singing and putting it out there for people to enjoy my voice.
Well, you can
that really, makes me happy.
You can really hear that because there's so much, just on that track, there's just so much joy coming from that track. And just so you can, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it really sounds like, because you're saying that you're sick when you're doing it, but it really sounds like you're really enjoying yourself.
I'm in my element when I'm singing, so.
And maybe this is my ignorance about my lack of understanding of Appalachian music, but I've always found it to be like very dreary and morose, and that sounds like quite the opposite. You know, there are times where it just sounds like very positive, and it sounds like, again, like to piggyback on Clinton, that you guys are really like enjoying what you do, and that shows in the live
yes.
versions of when y'all perform. Describe the live show.
Live shows, you got to see it. It's always surprises thrown at you here, from there. The live shows are amazing. They're very
She's like,
energetic.
I'm on stage and I don't even know what's going to happen.
Exactly. I don't. Very energetic.
It's just so striking to me because like you said, it's this really bold and exuberant embracing of a cross genre experience. You've got such a diverse group in terms of musical backgrounds and in terms of just ethnic backgrounds. And it's so striking to me to see something like this, which at a very deep level is like, let's take these traditions and let's like mix them up. Let's re-examine what we can do with them. Let's change how we can arrange them and how we can then present them to the world. Having that go on now today when there's so much pressure to say, to not have diversity, to not have mixing, to not have multiculturalism to have a particular white supremacist view stated and enforced. But yeah, I guess that actually does. Now that I say that out loud, I guess that actually does make sense. I'm not even. Right. This isn't going to be a question. I'm just going because I'm now thinking that's just the backlash.
I have a question.
You guys are the future.
We are.
Yeah.
In fact, you're the present.
Right.
And is that difficult for you as a performer of the group to always have to try to define what type of music it is? Like, I always found my and we'll end with this, but I've always found it difficult when I was in a band and when I was playing music to be like, well, you guys are rock, but you guys have R&B and blah, blah, blah. And there was always this kind of like, explain yourself. And it's like, well, why do I have to explain myself? Why can't it just be good music and like there be no label attached to it? Is that difficult for you?
It's not difficult. The people, they come out to the shows and like I said earlier, they will come by and say, what genre are you or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's getting to the point now where it's like, wow, it's just music. We love the music.
Well, you've coined the phrase Afro-lation. It's trending right now on this hashtag Afro-lation, heart emoji. So it's
Afro-lation.
If y'all want to hear that new Afro-lation sound, you should tune into Wild Common, Davina Jackson. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
We will raise you tons and tons and tons. Yo, if anybody's listening and they want to be like, yo, I want to help her out, like, do you have a GoFundMe?
We have a GoFundMe, and we'll be having our fundraiser at Ix Park on Saturday, the 29th. We have Lord Nelson, Adar, we have Tucker Rogers and Friends, Think Stable Roots, and we have the Blenders, Wild Common, members of Wild Common will be there. Mm-hmm. And also.
They're okay. They're all right.
Yeah.
They're all right.
Yeah.
I just don't know what they are, though.
we're the bomb.
Yeah, they're the bomb. They're the bomb. That's all you got to say.
And we'll also, with full band, we'll also be at Five Springs Beach Club on New Year's Eve.
All right.
Along with Camomilla Whiskey and a couple other groups.
Ooh, Peach Club. That sounds like I need a bow tie for that. Beach Club. Oh, bow tie and boat shoes. Davina Jackson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For being on the show. All right. I guess we are going to have to transmogrify from the Afro-lation part of the show to the artistic events part of the show. Oh no, here's some of the artistic events happening this week. Currently running through January 27th, Sam Gray's latest show, Dear Lilith, at the Ix Art Park. Also running through the 29th, check out these exhibits by local artists, Uzo and Joku, Out of the Shadows at New City Arts Welcome Gallery, Uncle Drosselmeyer's Other Gifts at Chroma Projects featuring works by Megan Marlett, Beatrix Ust, Barbara Lopes, Deborah Rogers, Sean Samuel, and Aggie Zed. These days, a second round of enhanced photography by Chelsea Hoyt at Top Knot Studio. Thank you so much. Summer Days, an exhibit of oil paintings by Blake Hurt at New Dominion Bookshop. The annual holiday member show at McGuffey Art Center. Oil paintings by UVA artist alum Lachlan Davis at In University Reflections at the Charlottesville Writer House. PVCC's annual faculty exhibition featuring Possibilities, a presentation of ceramic works by Tom Clarkson. Works by Chico Lorenzo, Jessica Dorf, River Hawkins, Chantal, all at the Babadero. And now through December 30th, the American Shakespeare Center's holiday season features James McClure's adaptation of A Christmas Carol and every Christmas story ever told, and then some. Charlottesville Ballet today, the Charlottesville Ballet's annual production of The Nutcracker at Piedmont Virginia Community College's V. Earl Dickinson building, a beautiful space to see some nuts get cracked. December 27th, Dreama Bell presents Dreama Birthdays Bash at Rapture. It always goes down when Dreama Bell's at Rapture. I am living proof of that. And for your music options this week,
our music options this week are fun this week. Willie D at the Batesville Market today at 1:30. Also today, Gary Green and Callie Garrett at the Glass House Winery. Tonight, Sons of Bill and Friends Christmas Party at the Jefferson Theater. Dun, dun, dun. Tomorrow, Neil Goodlow at Dirty Nelly's. December 26th, Ben Gabe at the Whiskey Bar. Ben and Gabe doing their bluegrass at the Whiskey Bar on December 27th. Out on the weekend at the Tin Whistle Irish Pub. Also on the 27th, Eli Cook at Dirty Nelly's. Scuffle Town at Glasshouse Winery on the 28th. Our friends Mojo Pie. Mojo Pie and Friends at the Whiskey Jar on the 28th. Indecision at the Jefferson Theater, Blast from the Past, and DJ Tova at Rapture on the 29th, an evening with Skip Castro at the Jefferson Theater, Charlottesville's Rolling Stones cover band, Cherry Red at the Tin Whistle Irish Pub, Waverly and Ken at Dirty Nelly's, DJ Groovematic at Rapture. Every Sunday, it's Travis Elliott at Rapture. Every Monday, it's the Bluegrass Jam at the Front Porch Roots Music School. We also got Seafoot. Charlottesville Friends of Old Time Music Weekly Open Jam at Thomas Jefferson Memorial Unitarian Church. Where else? Tango Music with Miles Pierce and Maddie Metcalf at the Bebedero. Red and the Romantics at the Whiskey Jar. The ATM Unit at Rapture. And Songwriter Night at the Local. Every Tuesday, it's Latin Guitar Night with Miles Pierce and Humberto Salas at the Bebedero. The Ragged Mountain String Band at the Whiskey Jar. And the Traditional Irish Session at the Tin Whistle Irish Pub. Every Wednesday, it's the Open Mic Night at Pro Reynada Farm Brewery. The Open Mic Night at Holly's Deli and Pub, hosted by Josh Mayo. Jazz Collective Number 9 at Fellini's Number 9. Bachata Fusion at the Arctic Art Park. 502 Fosses at the Spiem Pub and Bry. And the Mike Rosensky and Jeff Decker Quartet at Miller's. Every Thursday, Humberto Salas and Vincent Zorn are dueling maestros at the Bebedero. And every Thursday, John Dearth! Because every once in a while, you just got to get down to Dearth. John Dearth Quintet and Miller's.
David and me with Drop.
And that is just some, but not all, the artistic events happening this week in Charlottesville. Get your art on. This is Homegrown. Drop!
Hey guys, this is John Johnson of Darkson Entertainment. You're listening to Homegrown, your show about local art on 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville.
34 minutes past the hour. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Homegrown, 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. I'm David. That's Clinton.
What?
We got equally opposite chilling in the Homegrown studio today.
Oh, y'all? Is this live?
Yeah, this is live.
This is it?
What's
this
up,
is
man?
Live. We're here.
How y'all doing?
Man, y'all are awesome, man.
Yeah,
like,
man.
You awesome.
Man, like, I like the energy.
I mean, we got
really killing it.
I thought,
you already know.
I thought we had chemistry with you guys, man.
Y'all got it going on, man.
Yeah, yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Equally opposite are musicians Zach Mack, Gordo Kai, performing at the Hip Hop Showcase with Lux, Front Porch Revival, Lionhearts, and Wasi. Wasi's dope. It's Art Park, December 28th. So you're gonna see equally opposite. You're gonna see a Hip Hop Showcase on December 28th. You're gonna come back to X Art Park, come to the fundraiser for Davina Jackson. It's gonna be a wonderful time.
Absolutely, it's
well,
gonna be a good time.
There's a correction on the artist who Lux.
Yeah, unfortunately, he's not gonna be able to make it.
He's not gonna be able to make it, but
it's cool because Clark Bars is gonna be there.
Clark Bars will
be
there. Yeah. Very good friend of ours.
You heard it on Homegrown.
Yeah,
that's right.
We had to get it right. Good time.
Yeah,
really good time.
Yeah,
it's gonna be dope.
Of course, of course, it always is. So, y'all. I don't want to say y'all are new because y'all are new.
We can be new. It's fine.
Well, I mean, yeah, man.
You got to be new to someone sometime.
You're new to me, and I watched a lot of your clips. That's on your page that Clinton linked to me.
Appreciate
I hear a lot of. I see a lot of. I see a lot of like energy. I see a lot of like the same type of crowd responses that you would get like from Rish Murd. Or a Playboy Cardi, or a Travis Scott concert, or like one of those joints where it's just like
lit,
constantly. It's like you guys are just like constantly in the air. I was like, are there trampolines on the set, or are y'all just like
you're
y'all bouncing around crazy? Yeah. Talk about that. Talk about the element of just like fury, because it's almost like that rock concert, like type of like Nirvana stage dive, energy.
Yeah. Not a stage dive yet, still have to do that.
All right, let's play the clip. Let's let them know what it is, and then we'll talk more. This Yabba Dabba. Equally opposite.
We're gonna have a gay old time.
What?
Mm-hmm. What?
What? Now, what do we number?
Yeah.
say now, ooh, yabba do, dabba do,
yabba do.
I say now, ooh, dabba do, yabba do,
yabba do.
This is dabba yo. Sister Wonder made Parker say,
ain't it though?
Sister Wonder make you wanna build a yellow brick road after it's big ass, so you stop being a snow like G Willick. Cause I don't believe that you concur with this curse. I push the pen's a bit different. If it's don't pee in the pony, yo, interest, just believe that we can dig deeper. Two ton of vision. When you was flying, hang on that duck of gas, the kaina, spread no arena. Seen a dogman like faster than Tibo's Korea. Land of the free, I'm by Northern Korea. What's irritating is you don't use your wheel. So watch on the news, but you won't stay in here. With diamonds and white, don't you care, tell us real. Party, 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 all day, nighty, living nighty. Innocent society, bumping, never got it. Move your body, keep it walking, talk. I used to walk and talk about a shoddy. Run up on a shoddy, you ain't getting shoddy. Spend your money, hold up in your pockets, now you're broken, homie. Home alone, you're running out of blunts. You're the cops, and I can never call it. Everyone is busted, wasn't ready, but the weather's up. And got it, but it does it sometimes. Indeed, that's the green alone, sinfulness alone. Cause once that kingdom come, you'll be looking down. And won't that be so wrong?
Yeah, that be so wrong.
Cause I'll be knocking, 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 knocking.
Now, ooh, yabba do, dabba do.
That dabba do,
dabba do. Now, ooh, yabba do, dabba do.
That dabba, dabba, dabba.
Now, ooh, yabba do, dabba do.
That dabba do,
dabba. Now, ooh, yabba do, dabba do.
That dabba, dabba, dabba.
Now, ooh, yabba do, dabba do.
I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. So, how'd y'all link up?
Piedmont Community College.
Yeah, that's where all the great hip hop comes from.
Yeah,
we, in the Charlottesville area.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I transferred there. I transferred there from. Basically, I had to come back home, help my mom from my other college, whatever. But basically, I was just there first semester, it's basically it happened like this, like. I was basically, you know, just getting into music, whatever. I was producing a lot, you know, I was writing poetry, all that stuff. But I was just like, you know, I'm going to try this music thing. I really want to do it. And then my girlfriend, you know, she, I was looking for a partner. I always wanted to start a duo. Like, I never wanted to be solo like that. Just couldn't do it.
Why not?
I don't know. It's just, I just really.
It's not fun when it's by yourself.
Well, it's not even that. I just felt like, I felt like if, I just had this, I always wanted to just start a group. Like, I just wanted to do it. Like, I don't know why I just wanted to do it. Like, all my favorite, like, artists in the past were groups, you know. Mm-hmm. You know,
I want to get back to that, though.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to get back to that. No, but go ahead. Keep going.
You know, like, Bone Thugs and Harmony and Outkast, Black Eyed Peas, all of them. So, like, they, musically, they were my favorite. And I was just like, I want to start, like, a group, whatever.
Are you from the South?
No, I'm from Virginia.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Central South.
So. Yeah.
And basically, like, you know, I met him. He didn't meet me before. I met him before he met me. Like, basically, he was in front of me, and he was just spitting bars. My girlfriend, she was like, hey, him right there. I didn't know what he looked like. I saw the back of his head, but I remember the jacket.
Yeah, I was just, like, rapping for some friends.
Yeah, and I remember the jacket, and I was listening, and I was just like, yeah, all right, you all right, whatever.
You look good. You look good.
You know, back then, you know.
Because he can't gas you up too much, because then he'd be like, yeah, I'll call you whenever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know,
all some professional stuff.
Yeah.
So then, like, probably, like, a month later, I think it was, like, a month or two later, like, his one of his good friends
My buddy who got me rapping, his little brother, he was going to Piedmont, and he had met Gordo before I met him, and he's like, hey, I met this guy, and at the time you were making these crazy videos.
I was making just making like funny video, like just like video clips. I was still doing the music with the clips, but like at the same time, like, I was just doing it just so I could test the waters.
Yeah, and I saw it, and I was like, that's really cool, man. And like, so I approached him. I was like, hey man, I saw some of your stuff, I think it's really cool. And you know, and him being the kind of guy that he is, he's like, well, thanks, but I don't know you.
Yeah, so. I'm very like.
Well,
yeah,
I don't know you. I'm not really. Gonna...
I'm super like, sociable. Like, that's a word, right? Sociable.
And
again, you know, super like, you know, fast to approach someone.
As soon as y'all walked into the door.
So I'm very like distant. Like like.
I noticed that as soon as you walked through the door.
He's like, to feel you out.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
Nah. To each their own.
Yeah. So he was.
But the dynamic is fitting because it, you know, it equalizes y'all, you know?
Yeah. Both can't be crazy.
How long y'all been working together?
It was like 5 years now.
It's been 4.5 years officially, because 2014 is when we actually started, recording. And we started actually hitting the road in 2016. So yeah, it's been 4 years solid.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been good.
So it's been a good solid 4 years. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, I went on the website and y'all are definitely like official. Like, they're like videos, like crisp, well shot, well edited videos. You do the editing?
No, I mean, I do editing, but I didn't shoot
you
those
didn't,
videos.
You didn't do, yeah.
No, I obviously
we like to work with friends.
Yeah, we like to, I like to,
great.
Yeah.
No, I'm very picky about who, you know, who can bring what we got to do to life. I'm super picky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so if I pick you, you know, it's not like an honor, but it's just like one of those things. It's just kind of
no,
like,
I get it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I just can't have anybody. It's just,
no, you can't have anybody just touching your stuff and being like, yo, we're going to have you in a video. You're going to be a cartoon. Well, you're going to be a cartoon dog, and you're going to eat a burrito.
Yeah.
And the burrito is going to signify your life. Right. Bro. You're like, no, I'm not doing that. Yeah.
That's not only garbage. My picture for the video, but...
Thank you.
I'm not feeling you, fam.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, but you really have to be choosy about the people that you work with that are, like, holding your babies and the stuff that you put a lot of...
It definitely is easier to work with friends, because I don't know if it's just me, but like, it's definitely easier to work with people when it's not just business,
right?
You know, when you can kind of have that kind of like that wall down and you know, like really be yourself, and that's you know how you really make good work is when you can be yourself and stuff.
And after 4.5 to 5 years of the business of creating and making and distributing music, it sounds like it's your goal to like, because you talk about fun and you talk about not having so much business. It sounds like it's your goal to make it as least businessy as possible.
Simultaneously
knowing that it is a business.
Yeah, it's a business and it's a
serious
thing.
Knowing that you got to like rub elbows and network and this, that, and the third. You got to put your YouTube stuff up. You got to make your memes. You got to, you know, you got to do the stuff that you got to do in order to get noticed by the community.
Yeah, I mean... In a sort of sense, yeah. I mean,
it's a serious thing, but taking something too seriously can be a bad thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I feel what you're saying.
And sometimes
we
have to remind ourselves to kind of like sit back and have fun.
Yeah, like in the studio, we have fun, kind of. Like,
yeah, we do. We crack on each other hard in the studio.
We have fun in the studio, but I'm saying like, you know, musically, you know what I'm saying? I'm personally a perfectionist. He's a perfectionist. Like if it ain't, we make like for one song, we probably make like 4 trips back to the studio. Definitely like damn near a month just to work on one song. Like it took us 2 years to get that project out.
Wow.
Yeah, like we work really, like we take that serious.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, we take that super serious.
Do you think that mindset comes from hearing, because we're pumping it from SoundCloud right now. Do you think it's hearing a lot of projects that are lo-fi, not underproduced, not very well produced, and still they garner the same like accolades and credit that y'all's music falls under?
Well,
it's like, yo, how are you going to put out this lackluster product that it's like when your peers work less than you do, but you're still like equated to their quality. It's like,
not necessarily. You know, we're not really worried about what everybody else is doing because, we're trying to just come up with our own sound.
Not even on production level?
Not really, no, because, you know, everybody has a thing that works for them. And if the production isn't, like, the flies, but they're still getting all the attention, hey, kudos to you. We're still trying to worry about us
now. Yeah, but if it's trash and they still getting attention, to y'all?
I've had a friend be like, they're like, so what do you think about this so-and-so artist? And this is an artist, you know, who's like... Who like may meet the subject matter that you're speaking of?
Yeah.
And like my thing is with the, like
if they
make a livelihood off it,
I
can't knock it, man.
And they got there's something about the person specifically
and the light that shed on them.
That has people's attention that gained their attention in the first place. Sometimes it's
more
not even
to
about
you,
the
man.
Music. Sometimes it's just about just the person
vibe.
In general. And that's why I said I don't really. Take it personal or nothing when people, if their quality or whatever that sounds like maybe worse than ours or whatever, I just feel like it doesn't even matter. We just do it, like, you know, right. So, yeah.
Well, I'm gonna get back to you on some other stuff because we have to do a drop right now, but I have some other questions that I'm interested in. Equally opposite in the studio. So happy to have them. Home Grown Drop!
Hey, Charlottesville. I'm Flora Lark.
And I'm Jonah Noel.
And we are the Fire Tigers.
This is Homegrown, your show about local art on 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. Awesome.
Okay, how did that sound? Should we try it again? I was a little hesitant.
Yeah.
So say it a few times.
Yeah, yeah.
94.7 WPVC.
Okay.
WPVC. WPVC.
Okay. Third time's charm. We're ready. Yeah. Hey, Charlottesville.
Jenna Noel of the Fire Tigers not feeling well. We're thinking about you, baby.
48 minutes past the hour. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Homegrown 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. I am David Von Strong. That's Clinton Johnson.
Hey.
Yeah, and with us is equally opposite.
Hi.
In
Hello.
The studio. They're part of the Hip Hop Showcase with From Porch Revival, Lionheart, Wassey, and...
Clock Bars.
At the Ixart Park on December 28th. Thank you so much for being in the studio. So we were just talking about basically style over substance, and or style equal to substance, and how people are gaining notoriety, and you say that necessarily doesn't matter, you know, in the realm of, you know, of hip hop. But yeah. I'm thinking about dudes like Machine Gun Kelly and Tekashi 6ix9ine, individuals that, like, mostly what they are is persona, and their bars are like just what they need to be in order to be like palatable for the field, and nobody wants to say nothing about them. Like Chance is like one of those people, like, oh, that's my dude, and Joe is like, everybody's your dude. So it's like, when can hip hop artists kind of come out and not so much network and be like, yo, this dude is like absolute trash? And because it does matter, because I think it does matter, because it puts everybody in. Everybody is in one field, and if one dude is saturating the market full of trash that people can palate, then it brings everything down to that level. Well, then people want to match it because they're like, oh, well, this dude's successful, well, so I want to match it.
I look at it like, in hip-hop, I think everything, I feel like everything in the world, period, not just hip-hop, but hip-hop, I think it was made to, you know, grow, change,
repeat itself,
find new ways to captivate. But
that's
in
fair.
Terms of, like, Tekashi 6ix9ine or Machine Gun Kelly, or, you know, just the other artists or whatever, they have just that their own style. Like, Tekashi is kind of like how Waka Flocka was to some people.
It's really vibe-based.
His energy. Like,
energy-based.
Some people don't want to think all the time. Some people don't want lyrics. Some people just
want out.
They want a sound, and they want something that goes with it.
Sometimes it's like the genius and simplicity.
You know, some people, some people have, you know, they're doing some kind of drugs, or they're drinking or whatever, and then they just want a feeling that goes with what they're doing. Like when you're driving or whatever, like, you know, when you're driving, like a lot, like some days I listen to opera, I listen to orchestra. Some days I listen to hip hop. Some days I listen to country.
It just
depends on what mood I'm feeling. I feel like hip hop overall, or rap or whatever, this genre has necessarily built its own genre within the genre.
Right.
You know, like, you can't even...
And I think it's great that that hip-hop is now having its 90s rock renaissance moment, where everything is kind of, like, branching out. There's alternative hip-hop. There's, you know, grunge hip-hop.
Pop-hop.
There's, you know, there's wave. There's synth. Yeah. There's, you know, there's glitch. There's, like, all of these, like, different, like... subgenres, like you said, and it's like creating, like, it's kind of like the golden age.
Yeah, it's I feel like
for good and bad.
Music is everywhere.
I feel like it's literally eating all the other genres. Honestly, like, you know, you talk like you know, country, jazz, blues, whatever you think of. Hip hop is really itself eating everything else, and everybody else is trying to.
It's the
bring
number
that
one.
Yeah, man.
Element to it.
Music right now in the country.
You know, you got pop artists and, you know, country artists taking the 808s now and using it in their music. Like, you know,
it's
like
crazy.
I feel like eventually it'd be hard to find music that's not a bit of every music.
That is not hip hop influenced. So, so let's talk about y'all.
Okay.
I've been talking about everybody else. It's like, hey, man, we came to talk about us.
No.
So, talk about how, because, I mean, I hear the different influences. I hear the opera and I hear the country and I hear all of this different stuff that y'all are trying to infuse in your music. I was just in with Davina talking about, is this an organic amalgamation, or is it conscious? Is it like, I want this to sound like this in the music to do? Because you say you are a perfectionist, so when you get in the studio and you create something like Godmo, you create something like Yuki, is there a predestined, like, place that you want that song to go?
For you, like, this dude,
like,
this guy, he's definitely a schemer, man, and he definitely has a plan for a lot of things he does. But a lot of things we do, we might make something really dope, like, off a mistake.
Yeah, like, a lot of times, like, you know, like, I don't necessarily have a if it goes somewhere, we do try to shoot for a certain crowd, but at the same time, if it touches someone just out of who we shot for, great.
Right. If the shoe fits, put that thing on, man.
Yeah.
And not even so much
demographics are like, you know, trying to, you know, or genre. I'm talking about like in production value. Like, is it like something that you're just like predestined on? Like, it needs to sound like this.
Yeah.
When you go into the joint. Yeah.
Yeah. When I write, or you know, as Zach writes or whatever, or if I produce or whatever,
we usually know what we're going for.
Yeah, and it's just not leaving my head. That's why, you know, it takes so many trips to get back to the studio and, you know, do the song, whatever. It's just not leaving my head. Like,
yeah,
all, like instrument sounds, all that stuff. If there's one thing that I forgot, I'm going back. Like, so it, yeah, it's in there. It's all the everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Y'all in the studio now?
No, we're working on a song right now, but we gotta go back and do that too. Yeah. Yeah.
Anything new coming up in the works in terms of like in release? Well, like, do you have a new release for?
We got things in the works.
Yeah, we got things in the works.
No idea on a release date or anything yet.
No, because I'm trying to get us to push this project out, because, you know,
Synergy, go cop it.
Yeah, Synergy, by the way. You know, the two companies combined. You know, they try to eat the other company. Some companies got to combine and eat everything else, and that's we are two people who have to like work on the same level and get over just certain stuff. And you know, it's also the energy of our sins at the same time. That's why, you know, the words switched up in the lettering, but it's a lot of meaning.
Synergy, Synergi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, so it's a lot. Like, we got to push this. We wasted all this time. Like, not wasted time, but like, we worked on it all this time. So now it's just like, I don't care how long this takes.
Wait for everyone hears it.
Yeah, right now we're just gonna save our other music, put it in the bank, and we'll save that for other stuff later. But we're gonna push this.
Maybe you'll play it at the live show on December 28th at the X-Art Park.
Oh yeah, that's
when people come out to see Equally Opposite. What do you want them coming home with? What do you want them taking away from your live experience?
Memories.
Fond
memories.
Memories. No, I mean,
no, we want everyone to have a really good time.
Yeah, I would expect people to leave our show with more of an open mind than they had coming in, because a lot of people, they come in, they want to see somebody else or whatever, but a lot of times when we were performing, they didn't even mean to see us. They're just like, we've actually bought people from the back of the crowd, like it was 2,000 people, 3,000 people. They came all the way to the front.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what I want. That means, like, there's some sort of open mind up there. Yeah. You know, everybody has it. It just takes a certain person or a book or whatever just so they can, you know, switch over.
I mean, we got to cut things short because it's almost 11. I will say, from the moment that I clicked on that YouTube video and I saw you two guys, like, no lie, like, something like drew me in and made me want to like look at it more and listen to it more, check out the next track. Usually within the visuals, I'm like, yo, you look like everybody else, next. Yeah. Or yo, you sound like everybody else, next.
Yeah.
Like, y'all, there's something really here going on here.
Thank you, bro.
And
I appreciate
hope y'all that. Put in 5x5x5 more years. And I hope that get that backseat in the limo when y'all go to the Grammys.
Let's get it.
I'm trying to pop some bottles.
Let's get it. Man.
What's up, y'all?
I would like to be there, honestly. Yeah.
All right.
That'd be great.
Yeah. All right. Much love.
Thank you for having us, bro.
Thank you so much for being in the studio with us
today. Thank you very much.
And we have to call it a day. Unfortunately, it's getting to that time of 11:58. Stay tuned for the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, where always their show is dope, talking about dope issues, important issues in the Charlottesville area. And check it out. Other than that, I got nothing else. Leslie is seeing the grandchild for the Xmas, so I get that. Leslie, I miss you. Love you. Clinton, love you too. Happy holidays. Happy Kwanzaa. Festivus, whatever you're doing this week. Until I see you next, you're supposed to respond.
You too, David. You too.
I was going to respond for him.
I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate you. Somebody needed to do it because I was feeling unloved for a minute. Quinn was like, whatever. I'm cutting off the show. Merry Christmas, y'all. Happy holidays. Enjoy yourselves. Drink and drive responsibly. Throw away your trash responsibly. Much love. Peace.
All right. This is Homegrown.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having us, bro. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Trying to get some play out music going on here, and it's just not working. So, we'd like to thank our guest, Davina Jackson, also equally opposite. Thank you, guys. Our opening music is from Spit It Out, Inc. Our event music is by Positive Collective. Wanted to be playing some equally opposite on the way out, but it's just not working. So any complaints about Homegrown should, of course, be directed to our attorneys at the fine Lithping Law Firm of Tochterman Overman Munthen and Burke, legal services that wrap around you like a thong. Remember to keep your dial on 94.7 WBVC, Progressive Voice of Charlottesville. Peace. See you next week.
You've been listening to Homegrown on 94.7 WPVC LP Charlottesville. You can contact the show on Facebook by searching Homegrown Charlottesville. Be sure to tune in again next Sunday at 10 for Homegrown, only on 94.7, the Progressive Voice of Charlottesville.